Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph refers back to that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Daled Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Be Yehuda, and Yehuda ne'amonim amaratim, or ne'amonim, one can trust amaratim, Altayas Yain Veshemen Koyimais Hashana, that their Yain Veshemen are Tahar Koyimais Hashana. Rashi explains that one can trust Amiratim, Altayas Yain Veshemen Koyimais Hashana, is referring to Yain Veshemen Shal Kodesh, that they were Makdish Mizbeach. And since they were Makdish, the Yain Veshemen Mizbeach, therefore one can trust them that they were Shomer, the Yain Veshemen Koyimais Hashana Betahara. And they made sure that the Yayin Veshemen remained Tahar. And as long as the Amaratim were Makdish, the Yayin Veshemen B'Shas Hagitais V'Abadim, then one can trust Amaratim that they were Shomer, the Yayin Veshemen B'Tahara. Tosfos explains that Rashi found it necessary to explain that the Amaratim were Makdish, the Yayin Veshemen B'Shas Hagitais V'Abadim, is because had the Hektish taken place after Shas Hagitas Va'abadim, it will be too late. Like Tosfos says, since B'Shas Hagitas Va'abadim was Chulin, it was already Nitzma B'Tumas HaMa'aretz. And just because the Ma'aretz went and was Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen, the Hektish of the Ma'aretz will not take off the Tumah that the Yayin V'Shemen already has. Like Tosfos says, Mishum Da'akdish Epoka Le'Tumah. Therefore, Rashi found it necessary to explain that the Hektish took place B'Shas Hagitais V'Abadim, and for that reason the Yayin V'Shemen never became Tameh. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and Tosfos says that even if the Amoritz was not actually Makdish at the time of Shas Hagitais V'Abadim, still one can trust the Amoritz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen, as long as at the time of Shas Hagitais V'Abadim, the Amoritz already set aside this Yayin V'Shemen to be used l'nesachim, to be used for Hektish. Now, according to Tosfos, that Tosfos understands that by setting the Yayin V'Shemen aside B'Shas Hagitas V'Abadim is enough for us to trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen, does that mean to say that Tosfos understands that we do not need the Ma'aretz to Maktish the Yayin V'Shemen at all? And even if the Ma'aretz did not end up being Makdish Yayin V'Shemen, one can still trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen. Based on that Tosfos says that Yichud, setting it aside, is itself enough. Or do we say no? That we trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen is only if he ended up being Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen. Just because he set the Yayin V'Shemen aside to be used for Hektish itself is not enough. That Tosfos says that one can rely on the fact that the Ma'aretz set aside the Yayin V'Shemen is only if he ended up being Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen. In these two tzadim, we find Mefurash Machlokes HaAchrinim. The Maharsha understands that according to Tosfos, even if the Ma'aretz was not Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen, even if the Ma'aretz just set aside this Yayin V'Shemen to be used for Nesachim, that itself is enough to trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen. Netziv Emre Meisada, on the other hand, argues on the Maharsha and understands that the fact that the Ma'aretz set aside the Yayin V'Shemen is not enough for us to trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen. Only if he ended up being Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen, only then do we say that a Ma'aretz is Ne'amon Altaras Yayin V'Shemen. Without him actually being Makdish Yayin V'Shemen, we cannot trust the Ma'aretz Altaras Yayin V'Shemen. Now, to understand that according to the Netziv, one needs that the Ma'aretz was actually Makdish Yayin V'Shemen, one has to understand if the fact that the Ma'aretz was Miyachid the Yayin V'Shemen u'Nesachim is not enough, again, l'chir one has Tosfos Kasha. If at the time of Yichud, the fact that the Ma'aretz set aside the Yayin V'Shemen is not enough, and we still do not trust the Ma'aretz, so again, L'chayah the Yayin V'Shemen was already Tomei at the time of Hektish. And again, one has Tosfos' Kasha, just because he was Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen, that itself is not a reason that the Tumah that was Chal should come off. To explain the Netziv, we have to go a little bit further in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Uveshas Hagita is fa'abadim af al atruma. In other words, as far as Kodesh is concerned, one trusts Nama'oret Koyim Eis Hashana. As far as Truma is concerned, we only trust Nama'oret Beshas Hagita is fa'abadim. Only at the time that he's actually preparing the Yayin Veshemen, only then do we trust Nama'oret as far as Truma is concerned. The Mishnah goes on to say that Avru Hagita is fa'abadim ve'viyuei chavish ha'yayin. If let's say the time of Gita is fa'abadim already passed, and the Ma'oret brought to the Kohen a chavish ha'yayin shal truma, lo yikablenu mimenu. The Kohen should not accept the chavish shal truma from the Ma'oret, avo minich agas haba. He should leave the chavish shal truma by the Ma'oret till the following zman of Sha'as Hagita is fa'abadim. And only then should the Kohen accept the Chavish Shoyayin from the Ma'oret. From our Mishnah, one sees the following Chiddush, that even though at the time that the Chavish Shotruma was brought to the Kohen, since it was brought to the Kohen after Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, therefore the Kohen can no longer trust the Ma'oret, for that reason we tell the Kohen, do not accept the Chavish Shoyayin. Still, if the Kohen waits to the following Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, then the Kohen can accept the Chavish Hoyayin. The obvious kasha is, as we find the Mikdash David and Simon Mamalos of Katan Beis asks, that one cannot accept the Chavish Hoyayin after Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim is based on that we are chayshish that maybe the Afroshas Hatruma took place after Sha'as Hagites Va'ayin, which at that point the Ma'oret is no longer Ne'amon. And since at that point the Ma'oret was no longer Ne'amon, the Chavish Hoyayin was already a Chavish Hoyayin of Truma Tameya. If so, how does it help to wait till the following Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim if the Chavish Hoyayin Shal Truma was already Truma Tameya? What does waiting for the following Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim help to take off the Tuma that the Chavish Hoyayin already has? The Mikdash David goes on to say that from our Mishnah one sees that at the time that the Ma'aretz is busy taking off Truma, we look at the Ma'aretz as if he himself is someone who is on the level of a Chover. And not only do we look at the Ma'aretz as if he is on the level of a Chover, but we even consider him as someone who is an actual Eichel Truma. That one cannot take Truma from an Ma'aretz Shaloi B'Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, one can only take Truma B'Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, and no other time, is a new Gezerah. There are Rabbanan were Gezer not to take Truma from an Ma'aretz any other time besides for Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim. And therefore, if the Ma'aretz came and brought Truma Shaloi B'Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, even though one is not allowed to accept that Truma, based on this new Gezerah, but still the Truma is not Truma Tameya. And therefore, if one waits till Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim, he'll be allowed to accept that Truma that the Afrosha took place Shaloi B'Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim. From the Mikdash David, we see the following Yesod, that even if we consider that the Ma'aretz was Yotza Mechlal Ma'aretz, even if we no longer consider the Ma'aretz as an Ma'aretz, still Rabbanan said that one cannot rely on the Ma'aretz besides for Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim. And even though he is no longer considered an Ma'aretz, as far as that Rabbanan were Gezer Tuma on the Ma'aretz, still, as far as trusting him, one cannot trust him till Sha'as Hagites Va'abadim. And so too as far as Kodesh is concerned, even if the Ma'aretz was Miyachid, his Yayin V'Shemen Unasachim, and as far as the Yayin V'Shemen that he was Miyachid Unasachim, we no longer consider him as an Ma'aretz, and for that reason, his Yayin V'Shemen did not become Tomei, but Tumas Ma'aretz, still, one is not allowed to trust an Ma'aretz. Only if he actually was Makdish the Yayin V'Shemen, only then
are we allowed to actually trust that Maaretz? And for that reason, the Netziv understands that Maaretz set aside the Yain v'shemen u'nesachim is not enough. Because even though the Yichud took care of that the Yain v'shemen did not become tummy b'tumas ha-Maaretz, but still, one can only trust in ha-Maaretz only either as far as Truma is concerned at the time of Shas Hagitas V'Abadim, or by Kodesh Koyim Eis Hashana. But for that one needs that the Ma'aretz was actually Maktish the Yayin V'Shemen, and it is not enough that the Ma'aretz just set aside the Yayin V'Shemen U'Nesachim.
That is a chira, how one can explain the Netziv.
Now let's go on to our Gemara. Our Gemara is Medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Shabi Yehuda ne'amonim al taras yayin v'shemen koyim eis hashana." In Yehuda, one can trust in ha'ma'aretz al taras yayin v'shemen koyim eis hashana. The Gemara is medayik, mashma only be Yehuda, not in Golo. The Gemara asks, "My taima, why can we not trust in ha'ma'aretz but Golo al taras yayin v'shemen?" The Gemara answers, "Mepnei sheretzua shokusim avsekes beineim." There is a Ritzua Shalkusim which is mafsik between Golil and Yehuda. And for that reason, Yayim v'shemen, Shal Golil, is not brought when Esachim, based on the fact that the Yayim v'shemen will become Tameh when it passes through that Ritzua. Now to understand the Tuma of that Ritzua Shalkusim which is mafsik between Golil and Yehuda, we find the tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. Rashi b'dibur maschol ritzua, and so to Rashi b'dibur maschol shemayava yaliyahu, explains that the tumah that our Gemara is referring to is that ritzua is a ritzua shal eretz ha'amim, is a ritzua of chutz laretz, and a chutz laretz is matameh. And since there was a ritzua of chutz laretz in between Golo of Yehuda, for that reason, any yayin v'shemen which passes through that ritzua will become Tomei b'tumas Eretz Ha'amim with a Tuma of Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and so too in the Rambam in Yad, Perakid Aleph, Me'ochas Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin. And so too one sees in Tosfos with your Maschol Sheretzua Shalkusim Avsekes, the Rambam and Tosfos argue in Rashi and understand that the Ritzua which is in between Golil and Yehuda was not actual Chutz La'aretz, which is Tomei b'tumas Chutz La'aretz, but rather the Ritzua that was Mafsik was really part of Eretz Yisrael. Just that Ritzua was considered part of the living quarters of Kusim, who were considered like Goyim. And as the Mishnah says in Always, Perakid Ches Mishnah Zayin, any place where Goy lives is Tomei. Based on that, we are choshesh that a goy buries his nephilim where he lives. And for that reason, wherever a goy lives is tamei, even if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, since their ritzua was considered a mother of Kusim, was considered the living quarters of Kusim, for that reason, that ritzua was tamei. And that is a tuma that our Gemara is referring to. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi understands that the tuma that our Gemara is referring to is the tuma of chutz laretz. There was a ritzua which was chutz laretz in between Golil and Yehuda. The Rambam, Tosfos, and so too the Mishnah Melech and Perakid Aleph, Tumas Meis HaChavov, brings down from the Kafta of Aferach, understand that the tuma that our Gemara is referring to is the tuma of Madar Ha'akum, the tuma of the living quarters of a goy. That is how the Rambam and Tosfos, and so too we find in the Kafta of Aferach, explain our Gemara. Based on this machlokes, it will come at another machlokes as far as how to understand the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara Vayter says that the reason why Chavraya Madchim Begwila, the reason why in Golil they were Matar, their Yayin Veshemenu Mizbeach, is because Lekshayavai Aliyo Vyatarena. Now to explain how Aliyo will be Matar, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim. According to Rashi, the way Aliyah will be Matar is only by showing them a path that does not pass through Eretz Ha'amim, which is again Rashi Ushitase that understands that over here the Ritzua is actual Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the only way For Eliyahu to Matar is only by showing them a way to get from Gol to Yehuda without passing through their Ritzua. The Rambam and Tosis and the other Rishonim can learn differently. Ezra Meir Simcha Nor Sameach explains that they can understand the Gemara as follows. Shema Yove Eliyahu Vitarena does not mean that he'll show them a way to get to Yehuda without passing through their Ritzua. But rather, Sheyove Eliyahu Vitarena means that Eliyahu will be metar their Ritzua by telling them that even though a mother shall akum is tame, because one is cheshish that the akum buried there his nefel, Eliyahu can be metar it by telling us that there is no nefel buried in that makum. And that is how Eliyahu can metar the actual Ritzua. Now getting back to the Rambam and Tosis that understands that the Ritzua is not actual chutzlarts, but rather a Ritzua, which is considered the mother of a guy, the living quarters of a guy, we find that the Shevet HaLevi in Chilk Bei Simen Reish Tes says the following halacha. The Shevet HaLevi asks, Bizmanenu, how is a Kohen allowed to travel from Yehuda to Golo? L'chari, he's passing through a Ritzua, which has Tumah. And since the Ritzua is considered Tameh, there should be no Hetzer for the Kohen to travel from Golil to Yehuda. The Shevet HaLevi says it based on Tosfos and the Rambam that explain the Tumah of the Ritzua, that the Tumah of the Ritzua is based on that this Ritzua is considered the living quarters of a Goy, one can explain the Hetzer for Kohenim to travel from Golil to Yehuda as follows. That the Ritzua is Tameh is based on the fact that there is a halacha that a ir shel goyim, the whole entire city, is tameh. Therefore, as we find in the Mishnah in Eilis Perakiches Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah says if let's say one has an ir shel goyim shecharva that was destroyed, even though the city was a city of goyim, still, once the ir was destroyed, ein ba mishum mother ha'amim. There is no halacha anymore of Tumah. The city is no longer Tameh. Since the city was Charva, since the city was destroyed. Therefore, the Shevet HaLevi says that so too, by this Ritzua, that the Ritzua was Tameh, was only as long as it was considered the mother of Kusim, as it was considered part of the ear of Kusim. But since Kusim no longer lived there, therefore the Ritzua has no Tumah whatsoever, and for that reason, Kohanim are allowed to travel from Golil to Yehuda. That is how the Shevet HaLevi explains the Hetzer based on the Rambam and Tosfos. The Gemara goes on to ask, V'nesiv b'shida tevo migdo. Why in Golil do we say that they do not bring Yayim v'shemen when asachim based on the fact that there is a Ritzua mafsekes b'nehem? Why can't one put the Yayim v'shemen into a shida tevo migdo and through that transport the Yayim v'shemen through the Ritzua? The Gemara answers by saying, Homani Rebbe hi. Our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe da Omar that understands Oyel Zorok Lav Shmei Oyel. An Oyel, which is an Oyel Zorok, is not considered an Oyel, and therefore the Yayin Veshemen inside the Shida Tevo Migdo will still become Tameh. As the Gemara quotes a brace of the Tanya HaNichnas L'Eretz Amim, someone that goes into Eretz Amim, B'Shida Tevo Migdo, in a Shida Tevo Migdal, even though he went into Eretz Ha'amim, B'Shida Tevo Migdal, still Rebbe is Metameh, which as the Gemara explains, is based on that the Rebbe understands that Oyel Zorok Lav Shmei Oyel. Now to understand what Oyel Zorok means, we find a Machlokes HaRishonim. Tosfos, in his second Pshat, the Ramaschal Oyel Zorok, explains as follows, that if the Shida Tevo Migdal would be flying through the air without being carried by anyone, then everyone agrees that Oyel Zorok Lav Shmei Oyel. Such an Oyel, which is flying through the air, is not considered an Oyel. The Machlokes in our Gemara of Oyel Zorok Shmei Oyel, or Lav Shmei Oyel, is referring to an Oyel which is being carried by people. An Oyel which is moving and is being carried by people, that is where we have Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yisai Rabbi Huda, if Oyel Zorok is Shmei Oyel, or Oyel Zorok is Lav Shmei Oyel. But as we find, the Ritva in Erevin Daf Lamed Amud Beis explains that the only machlokes if oil zarek is shmei oil or lav shmei oil is only as long as the oil is being transported. Once the oil is no longer being transported, then everyone agrees that it is considered an oil. The Rashba and Ritva on the other end in Erevin bring down the Shitza of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the machlokes of oil zorok shmei oil or lav shmei oil is only as long as the oil is stationary, as long as the oil is not moving. Only then does Rabbi Yehuda understands that oil zorok shmei oil. But if the oil is actually moving, even if the oil is being transported by people, still we say that oil zorok lav shmei oil lekulei alma. And according to everyone, such an oil, as long as the oil is moving, is not considered an oil. The obvious kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel is, as we find in the Sefer Pesach HaOyel Kval Gimel, is that how does one understand our Gemara? Our Gemara explains that one cannot bring Yayim V'Shemen U'Nesachim from Golil to Yehuda is based on that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who understands that oil zorek lav shmei, and for that reason, even if one were to bring the Yayin v'shemen in the Shida Tevo Migdol, still the Yayin v'shemen will become tamei, based on Rabbi Shita, that oil zorek lav shmei. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, everyone agrees, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as the Shida Tevo Migdol are moving, we say oil zorek lav shmei. And therefore, why didn't our Gemara explain our Mishnah even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? According to Ben Chananel, the only machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is only as long as the oil is stationary. As long as the oil is moving, even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So here one can explain our Mishnah even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Now before we answer the Shita of Rabbi Chananel, I would like to speak a little bit more about this halach of oyel zorok lav shmei oyel. As we find in the Sefer Pesach HaOyel, one can explain this halach of oyel zorok lav shmei oyel in one of two ways. Either one can explain the halach of oyel zorok lav shmei oyel based on the fact that as long as the oyel is zorok, an oyel zorok is not considered an oyel. An oyel zorok is only considered a kli. And since an oil zorek is only considered a keli, for that reason, it cannot stop the tumah. Is that the pshat in the oil zorek lav shmei oil? Or do we understand that oil zorek lav shmei oil differently? That oil zorek lav shmei oil is not based on the fact that oil zorek is not considered an oil, but rather oil zorek lav shmei oil means that as long as the oil is zorek, an oil zorok is not chaitzitz. Only an oil which is stationary has the ability to be chaitzitz. As long as the oil is moving, it does not have the ability to be mafsik the tumah. Based on the fact that an oil that is moving is not considered an oil over this specific place. But again, there is nothing missing as far as the actual oil itself is concerned. Just relative to this place, it is not considered an oil over this place in order to mafsik the tumah. From that, the Rabbeinu Chananel understands that according to Mandamar oil zorok lav shmei oil, even when the oil is not moving, it is still not considered an oil. From there one sees that Rabbeinu Chananel understands that according to Mandomar oil, Zorok Lav Shmei oil, there is something missing in the actual oil. An oil, which is considered an oil Zorok, is not considered an oil, but rather it is considered a kli. That Rabbeinu Chananel understands, that even according to Mandomar that understands that oil, Zorok Shmei oil, he still agrees that as long as the oil is actually being transported, we say that oil zorek lav shmei oil is l'chaira based on the fact that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, everyone agrees that an oil that is being transported cannot stop the tumah. And even if it is considered an oil, but again, an oil that is moving cannot be mafsik the tumah. And so too, according to Tesis and the other Rishonim, that understands that everyone agrees that an oil that is being thrown through the air, that is not being carried, is also based on that, that as long as the oil is being thrown through the air and is not being transported, such an oil cannot be chaitzitz in pnei atuma, based on the fact that it is not considered an oil for this specific place. But now one has to know, according to Tesis and the other Rishonim, that understands that the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Felazarik Shmei Oil, or Lav Shmei Oil, is referring to a case that the oil is actually being transported, and everyone agrees that if the oil is stationary, then Oil Zarik Shmei Oil, as long as the oil is stationary, one has to know, is that according to Rabbi, that as long as the oil is being transported, Oil Zarik Lav Shmei Oil, is it because that we say that as long as the oil is being transported, it is not considered an oil? Or is the pshat that even though it is considered an oil, that still an oil which is moving cannot be mafsik the tumah? If one looks carefully at Tosfos in Erev and Daf Lamed and so too at the Ritva and Daf Lamed, one clearly sees that Tosfos and the Ritva both understand that the chsaron of oil, zorok lav shmei oil, is based on that an oil zorok is not considered an oil. As long as the oil is moving, the oil is not considered an oil. As we find that Tosfos in Erevin asks the following shaila, we find in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph that the Gemara says they used to bring dlosos on top of an animal for tinoikos to sit on those dlosos in order that the tinoikos should be saved from becoming tamei mipnei kever atahim, in order that the water for para aduma should be drawn betahara. They were mesaken that the tinoikos should go on top of dlosos which are being carried by animals, and those dlosos are matzel from tumas oil. Tosfos asks, according to Mandomer, oil zarek lavishmei oil, what did we accomplish by having the tinoikos sit on top of those dlosos? Those dlosos are an oil zarek. Tosfos answers b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that according to Mandomer, oil zarek lavishmei oil, they did not bring dlosos. What they did was they brought shvarim shekreisam rechava. They brought shvarim with a large stomach. And since they brought shvarim with a large stomach, we do not have to worry about the fact that the shvarim themselves are considered an oil zarek. Like Tosfos says, because as far as shvarim themselves, we have a pasuk that the pasuk considers the shvarim as an oil. From that Tosfos says, that based on the pasuk, that the pasuk considers the stomach of the shvarim as an oil. From there, we say that even when the shvarim are actually moving, still, the shvarim are considered an oil. From there, one sees that Tosfos understands that the chsaron of oil zarek lav shmei oil is not because an oil zarek is not chaitzitz, but rather Tosfos understands the chsaron of oil zarek, that oil zarek is not considered an oil. And therefore, Tosfos says that based on the pasuk that considers the stomach of a shvar as an oil, for that reason, even when the shvar will be moving, still the stomach of the shvar will be considered an oil. And so too, once he's clearly in the Ritva, the Ritva answers Tosfos' kasha as follows. The Ritva says that we say oil zorok lav shmei oil means to say that an oil zorok is not considered an oil, but rather it is considered a kli. And therefore, since an oil zorok is not considered an oil, but rather it is considered a kli, therefore it is not chaitzitz mipnei atuma, based on the fact that since it is considered a kli, the kli itself is mekabel tuma, and anything which is tamei cannot be chaitzitz mipnei atuma, cannot stop the tuma. Therefore, the Ritva goes on to say that is only if something is an actual kli. And the only reason why it's not mekabel tumah is based on its size, which makes it be considered an oil. Therefore, we say oil zorok is not considered an oil, just a regular keli that is makabel tuma and therefore cannot stop the tuma. On the other end, a delas, which is not considered a kli at all. Even if it was zarek lav shmilio, it will still be chaitis in the atuma, because again, that it was zarek is not chaitis in the atuma is only if based on the fact that the Ozark is not considered an oil, it can be makabel tuma with that it is considered a kli. A delas, on the other hand, which is not a kli at all, will be chaitis ne'atuma even when it is not stationary. Even when the delas is being transported, still the delas will be chaitis ne'atuma based on the fact that a delas is not considered a kli. So again, from Tesis and the Ritva, and so too one sees in Rabbeinu Chanano, one sees that the Rishonim understands that we say oil, zorok, lavshmi oil, is referring to the actual oil. An oil, which is an oil zorok, is not considered an oil. Now let's go a step further. In the Rambam we find a seeming stira, if oil zorok is shmei oil, or oil zorok is lavshmi oil. Rambam, as far as our machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, says that the halacha is like Rebbe. That if one went into Eretz Ha'am and Meshida, Teva, Umigdal, he becomes Tamei, based on that Oyel Zorok Lav Shmei Oyel. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Hei Milchus and Zirus, and Perek Gimel Milchus Avo, Paskins, if one is Nichnas or Oyel Hameis, if let's say one went into an Oyel Hameis, Meshida, Teva, Umigdal, in a Shida Teva Migdal, Ubach HaVeiro Yupara Gaga Shida, and his friend came and uncovered the Shida, the Kohen who's inside the Shida is Chayiv Shtayim. One, Mishomo Yave, that a Kohen is not allowed to go into an Oyo Ameis. And second of all, Mishomo Yitameik. With that the Shida is no longer covered, he's becoming Tamei, and a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei. From here one sees that only once the Shida was uncovered did the Kohen become Tamei. As long as a Shida was covered, the Kohen did not become Tamei based on the fact that Oyel Zorok is Shmei Oyel. And since there was Zorok Shmei Oyel, he did not become Tamei as long as a Shida was covered. So here one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that Oyel Zorok is Shmei Oyel. So how can the Rambam possibly paskin, like Rebbe, that if one goes into Eretz Ha'amim B'Shida Tevo Migdal, he becomes Tamei? The answer is Kash, we find that the Shvos Yaakov and Chilkal Simon Pehe says the following Chiddush. And so too we find in Pnei Yeshua, in Sukkah, and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Shvos Yaakov says that Rebbe understands, Oyel Zorok Lav Shmei Oyel is only Midrabanan. Minatira Oyel Zorok Ishmei Oyel. And since Minatira Oyel Zorok Ishmei Oyel, for that reason, only once the Shida was uncovered is the Kohen Chayiv Malkus for that he's becoming Tamei. Because Minatira, his Tumah is only coming now once the Shida is uncovered. As long as the Shida was covered, he was not yet Tumah Minatira. That the Rebbe says, that if one goes into Eretz Ha'am and Meshida Tevo Migdal, he does become Tumah, that is only Midrabanan, because only Midrabanan do we say that Oyo Zorok Lav Shmei Oyo. Minatira, even in Oyo which is Zorok Shmei Oyo. With this, one can explain that we find that even by an oil zorok which is lav shmei oil, still an oil zorok is mevias hatama. Even though an oil zorok is not chaitis mnei tuma and cannot stop tuma, but as far as bringing tuma from one place to another place, if let's say you have a mace under an oil zorok, whatever else is found under that same oil becomes tame, even though the oil is an oil zorok, is based on the fact that even though oil zorok lav shmei oil, that is only midrabanan minatira oil zorok shmei oil, and therefore, as far as bringing tuma is concerned, since minatira oil zorok is considered an oil, therefore, as far as tuma is concerned, the object that is found in the same oil zorok as the mace will become tuma. That is how the Shvos Yaakov answers the seeming stir in the Rambam. Another way with which one can answer a stir in the Rambam is based on the Diokoshna Rambam, the Rambam in Hochas Tumas Meis, when the Rambam brings down the Halacha of Rebbe, that if one goes into Eretz Amim Meshida Tevo Migdal, he becomes Tamei. The Rambam explains that the case is a case that one went into a Shida Teva Migdal HaPorachin Ba'avir, which Reb Chaim explains to mean that we are talking about a Shida Teva Migdal, which are actually flying through the Avir. Since the Shida Teva Migdal are actually flying through the Avir, for that reason we say that one that is Nichnas L'Aretz Ha'amim becomes Tameh. Only if a Shida Teva Migdal are actually flying through the Avir, only then do we say that Oyo Zorok Lav Shmi Oyo. On the other hand, any other type of Oyo Zorok, as long as the Oyo is not flying through the air, then we will say that Oyo Zorok is Shmei Oyo. And for that reason, the Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus and Hilchos Avil says that if one goes into an Oyo Ames with Shida Teva Migdal, as long as he is in the Shida Teva Migdal, he is Tor, based on the fact that such an Oyo Zorok is Shmei Oyo. Only an Oyo which is flying through the air do we say that Oyo Zorok Lav Shmei Oyo. Just like we find in Tesis, that Tesis explains that the only machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbeis Rebbe Yehuda is only as far as an Oyo Zorok which is being transported. An Oyo which is actually flying through the air is worse. And over there everyone agrees that Oyo Zorok Lav Shmei Oyo. That is another way with which one can answer the seeming stira in the Rambam. Now getting back to our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Ritzua shalkusim avsakas peineim, again, Rashi explains Ritzua shalkusim avsakas peineim based on that the Ritzua is Ritzua of Eretz Ha'amim. The Ritzua is Ritzua of Chutzal Eretz. Rashi goes on to say, Veheim gazru al avira, that the reason why, based on Eyo Zarek Lav Shmei Oyo, one cannot transport Yayin v'shemen for Nesachim is based on that they were gezer on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. From Rashi one sees that even though they were gezer Tumah on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim, still if Oyo Zarek is Shmei Oyo, the Yayin v'shemen would not become Tomei in the Shida Tevo Migdal. In the Gemara in Nazir Daf Nandawad Amin Aleph, one clearly sees now like Rashi. The Gemara on Daf Nandawad Amin Aleph in Nazir says as follows, that if there were Gezer Tuma on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim, then even according to the Mandomer, that understands that Oyo Zarek Shmei Oyo, still the Oyo Zarek would not help, and whatever is inside the Oyo Zarek would still become Tamei, based on the fact that there were Gezer Tuma on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. The Gemara goes on to say that according to Mandamar, Oyo Zarek Shmei Oyo, whatever is inside the Oyo is Tahar, is only if they were not Gezer Tuman the Aver Eretz Ha'amim, and they were only Gezer Tuman the actual Karka of the Eretz Ha'amim. Only then do we say that Oyo Zarek Shmei Oyo saves whatever is inside the Oyo. If they would be Gezer Tuman the Aver Eretz Ha'amim, whatever is inside the Oyo would still become Tameh. So Lechay Rashi is the Puya. How can Rashi explain our Gemara? Even though they were Gezer Tum on the Aver Eretz Ha'amim, still Eyo Zorek will help. To answer this kasha, Lechay one can say, as we find in the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Yudalef, Milchus Tumas Meis, and so too we find in the Marim Shif in Gittin Daf Zayin Amar Beis, that the Lechem Mishnah and Marim Shif both say the following Yisoid. That we find that the Gemara says that there was a Gezeras Tum on the Aver Eretz Ha'amim, there were two different gezeiras that Chazal were gezer tuma on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. First, they were gezer that only the actual karka of Eretz Ha'amim is tameh. Then they were gezer on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim that not only if one comes in contact with the karka of Eretz Ha'amim does one become tameh, but even if one is just mahil over the karka of Eretz Ha'amim, still one becomes tameh. Even if one was just in the same oil, or he himself was the oil over Eretz Ha'amim, still one becomes Tamei, even though he did not come in direct contact with the Karka. That is one Gezerah, the Chazal were Gezer on the Aver of Eretz Ha'amim, they were Gezer of Tumas Oyo on the Aver of Eretz Ha'amim. Then, as the Gemara says in Nazir, Daf Nandawad Amin Aleph, that there is a Manda Omar that understands that they were Gezer Tuma on the actual Avir, not because he was Mahil over the Karka that is in Eretz Ha'amim, but rather there is a Gzeiras Tuma on the actual Avir of Eretz Amim. And that is what the Gemara is referring to in Nazir when the Gemara says that even if one was to understand that Oyel Zoro Kishmei Oyel, still it will not help, because even though Oyel Zoro Kishmei Oyel, and the Oyel Zoro can be mafsik, the tumma from the karka, but the actual Avir is Tamei. And since the actual Avir is Tamei, Oyel Zoro will not help whatsoever. That the Rashi says by us, that there are gezer tumma on the Avir, one can explain the Rashi is not referring to the gezeras tumma on Avir that the Gemara Nazir is referring to, but rather Rashi is referring to the gezeras tumma on Avir which the Gemara in Gittin refers to, which as Lach Mishnah Maram Shif explained, is referring to tumas oil, that one that is mahil over the karka veretz amen becomes tumme betumas oil. That is a chiri how one can answer Rashi. But if one looks carefully at Rashi with the Ramaschal El Zorok, and so too at Rashi in Gitzin Daf Zayin Rebeis as Reb Shmuel is Medayik, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that they were Gezer Tuma on Aver Varetamim is not referring to Tumas Ayel, but rather Rashi understands that there was a Gzeras Tuma on the actual Aver Varetamim. As Rashi says with the Ramaschal El Zorok, that oyo hametzalta v'nizra klav shmei oyo lias mafsik bein avira shel eretz amim. In other words, from Rashi one sees that we are not talking about being mafsik between the karka of eretz amim and the yayim v'shemen, but rather we are coming to mafsik between the avir of eretz amim. To answer the Gemara in Nazir al-Khir, one has to say, as we find in Reb Chaim, that our Gemara is referring to a case that the shida teva u'migdol is covered, and there is no opening in the Shida, Teva, or Migdol at all. And for that reason, if oil, Zoro, Kishmei, oil, even though they were Gezer, Tumah, on the Aver, Veretz, Amim, and they were Gezer, Tumah, on the actual Aver, still we will say that whatever is inside the Shida, Teva, or Migdol is not considered in the same airspace as the Aver, Veretz, Amim, but rather the Yayim V'Shemen is considered in its own special Aver, in the Aver of the oil. But that is only if one understands the oil Zorok, Yishmei oil. On the other hand, if oil Zorok Lav Shmei oil, then we do not consider that the Aver of the oil Zorok is a separate Aver. We consider whatever is in the oil Zorok as if it is in the Aver Veretz Amim, and therefore it will become Tomei. According to Rashi, that explains our Gemara that even though they were Gezer Tum on the Aver Veretz Amim, still Oyel Zorok Shmei Oyel will save something from being Tomei Ba'aver Veretz Amim based on the fact that whatever is inside the Oyel is not considered as if it is in the Aver Veretz Amim. One can say that the Manda Omer that argues that the Rebbe is Matame and says that the Yayim V'Shemen will become Tomei does not mean to say that Rebbe understands that oil zorok rav shmei oil, that an oil zorok cannot be chaitzitz in pnei hatuma. It could be Rebbe understands that an oil zorok could be chaitzitz in pnei hatuma. That, Rebbe says, oil zorok rav shmei oil is referring specifically to the tuma of aver eretz amim. To be saved from the tuma of aver eretz amim, one needs that the aver inside the oil should be considered completely separate from the Aver Veretz Amim. And therefore, Rebbe says, as far as that, to consider the Aver inside the oil as completely separate from Eretz Amim, only an oil Shein Zorok has that ability. An oil Zorok does not have the ability for us to classify the Aver inside the oil Zorok as completely separate from the Aver Veretz Amim. With this, one can go back and answer the Rambam as follows. Again, the Shvos Yaakov asks a seeming steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Aloch is like Rebbe, that Oyo Zorok Rav Shmei Oyo, and one that is Nichnas B'Shida Tevo Migdol Eretz Amim becomes Tamei. On the other hand, the Rambam says, as far as a Kohen who is Nichnas B'Shida Tevo Migdol Eyo Ameis, as long as he is in the Shida Tevo Migdol, he does not become Tamei. According to what we said before, one can answer the Rambam very simply. That the Rambam paskins like Rebbe is based on that in order to be saved from the tumma of Aver Eretz Amim, it is not enough that Oyel Zorok Shmei Oyel to be chaitzitz in the tumma, to mafsik tumma, but rather one needs that the aver inside the oil should be considered completely separate from Eretz Amim. And therefore Rebbe says that we do not see the aver in an oil zarek separate enough to consider the aver not part of the Eretz Amim. And that is why Rebbe is metame. As far as chatzitza, as far as being mafsik tumah is concerned, even according to Rebbe, an oil zarek could be mafsik tumah. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that as long as the Shida is covered, the Kohen who is inside the Shida will not be Mekabel Tumah. With this Pshat, one can go back to the previous Kasha that we asked on Rabbeinu Chanano. Again, Rabbeinu Chanano understands that the only Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Sabihuda is only as long as the oil is stationary, as long as the oil is moving. Even according to Rabbi Sabihuda, we say oil, Zorak, Lav, Shmei, oil. The obvious kasha is that if so, why didn't our Gemara explain our Mishnah even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, if even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agrees that an oil that is moving cannot be chaytze to pnei atuma? According to that we said before, one can explain our Gemara as follows. That Rabbeinu Chanano understands that as long as the oil is moving, an oil cannot be chaytze is only as far as being chaytze to pnei atuma is concerned. Based on that, as we said before, that as long as the oil is moving, it is not considered an oil for this specific place. Therefore, it cannot be chaytzetz in pnei atuma. But that is only as far as chatzitza mipnei atuma is concerned, as far as stopping tuma. As far as tumas aver eretz ha'amim, one does not need to stop tuma. One only needs to see the aver inside the oil as aver which is separate from the aver of Eretz Amim. And therefore, as long as the oil is considered an oil and not considered a kli, we will see the aver inside the oil as separate from the aver of Eretz Amim. And therefore, even as long as a shida teva migdol, we will still be metzaher whatever is inside the oil zorok if one holds oil zorok shmei oil. Only as far as being mafsik from tumah does Rabbeinu Chananel say that everyone agrees that as long as it is moving, it cannot be mafsik the tumah. But as far as whatever is inside not being considered in the aver Eretz Amim, even when it is moving, we will still say that whatever is inside the oil is not considered in the same aver as the aver of Eretz Amim. That is a chayah one can answer the kasha that the Pesach HaOil asks on Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks, again, why can't Yayim v'Shemen be brought to Nesachim from the Golel? Even though there is a Ritzuah that is Mafsekes between Golel and Yehuda, why can't they bring the Yayim v'Shemen in a Klicheres Hamukaf Tzame Paso? The Gemara answers, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shoinin, the Tanoim are Shoinin, that Ein Hektish Nitzal B'Tzame Paso. Hektish is not saved by the fact that the hektish is found inside a keli that has its tumah pasul. The Gemara asks, "Vatanya, we learned in a brisa that ein chatas nitzalas b'tumah pasul, that mayim of para aduma are not nitzal with its tumah pasul." And the Gemara is medayik, "My lav, mashma only chatas is not nitzalas b'tumah pasul, but hakodesh nitzal, kodesh itself is protected if the Kodesh is found in a keli with its own apostle." The Gemara says no. That it says in the Braisa, "Ein chatas nitzalas its own apostle," is not coming to be medayik that only chatas is not nitzalas its own apostle and Kodesh is nitzal. But rather, "Ein chatas nitzalas" is coming for a diuk that ha-mayim she'eino mekudoshim, mayim, that were not yet mekudosh, by putting efer into the mayim, such mayim are nitzolim b'tzom apasol, but kodesh itself is not nitzol b'tzom apasol. So again, we have a yisoid that kodesh is not nitzol b'tzom apasol. To explain this yisoid, that ein hektish nitzol b'tzom apasol, the Mikdash David and Simon Lamates of Katan Bey says that we have a tremendous machlokes harishenim as far as how to explain this halacha of ein hektish nitzol b'tzom apasol. The Mikdash David is medayik in Tosfos b'dibur Maschol Shenin, that from Tosfos one sees that this halacha of ein hektish nitzal b'tzom apostle is not only as far as oil hames is concerned, even as far as other tumas, we say that ein hektish nitzal b'tzom apostle. And so too we find in the Turi-Evan and Avchavavim and Aleph, that the Turi-Evan says that this halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle is not only referring to Oyel HaMeis, but even as far as other Tumas as well, we say that Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle. From Tesis on the Turi-Evan, the Mikdash David proves that this halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle is based on that we say that as far as Hektish is concerned, we say that even a Klicheres, that generally speaking is not Mekabel Tumah, from something that comes in contact with the outside part of the Klicheres. A Klicheres is only Mekabel Tumah if something comes into the airspace of the Klicheres. That is only as far as everything else besides for Kodesh. As far as Kodesh is concerned, even a Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah from something coming in contact with the outside part of the Klicheres. And one does not need the Tumah to actually be Nichnas into the airspace of the Klicheres. And for that reason, Hektish is not protected by being in a Klicheres with a Tzom Apostle. Because since as far as Hektish is concerned, we say that even a Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah Migabai from the outside part of the Klicheres. For that reason, the Klicheres that is found in an Oyel HaMeis, the Klicheres itself is Mekabel Tumah even though it has a Tzom Apostle. And therefore the Klicheres cannot save the Kodesh which is inside the Klicheres, based on the fact that a Kli Tomei cannot be matzah with a Tzom Apostle. And since the Kli Cheres is a Kli Tomei, therefore the Kli Cheres is not matzah the Kodesh inside with a Tzom Apostle. And for that reason, a Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah, other Tumas, even if the other Tumas came in contact with the outside part of the Kli Cheres. So again, from Tesis on the Turi-Evan, the Mikdash David proves that this halacha, that Hektish is not Nitzav Tzom Apostle, is based on that as far as Hektish is concerned, a Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah even from the outside part of the Klicheres. And so do we find in the Rashash, Mishnah Achrina, and Teferes Yisrael and Parah, Perek Yudbeis, Mishnah Ches. The Mikdash David goes on to say that from Rashi, one sees that Rashi argues on Tesis. Rashi, before in the Avchah from a base, explains that we learnt, that ha-noisei es ha-medris, noisei es ha-truma, v'loi es ha-kodesh, is referring to someone who is being noisei a klicheres with kodesh inside. And the reason why he's allowed to be noisei es ha-truma is based on the fact that a klicheres is not mekabel tumah from coming in contact with the outside part of the klicheres. But as far as kodesh is concerned, based on that the Gemara explains in Afchav Gimel, Amud Aleph, that there was a maiseh shehoya, that one who was carrying medris was metame the kodesh in a klicheres because the medris was actually nichnas into the aver of the klicheres, actually went into the airspace of the klicheres. For that reason, we said that hanoyisei is hamedris lo yisas hakodesh. The Mikdash David asks that even without the maaseh shehoya, we should still say that halacha is that hanoyisei is hamedris should not be able to be noyisei hakodesh, based on the fact that as far as Kodesh is concerned, a Klicheres is even Mekabel Tumah from the outside part of the Klicheres. So why did the Gemara find it necessary to explain that we weren't Hanoisei Es HaMedris Hoyisas HaKodesh based on the fact that there was a Maaseh Shehoya, that one time someone was Hanoisei Es HaMedris was Metamei a Kodesh in a Klicheres? The Gemara could have explained very simply that the reason why we say Hanoisei Es HaMedris Hoyisas HaKodesh is based on the fact that as far as Kodesh is concerned, a Klicheres is Mekabel Tumah even from the outside part of the Klicheres. From Rashi, the Mikdash David proves that Rashi understands this halacha that Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle differently than Tesis. And Rashi understands even as far as Hektish is concerned, a Klicheres is not Mekabel Tumah from the outside part of the Klicheres. Rashi understands that this halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle is a special halacha as far as Oyel HaMeis is concerned. That even though the Kodesh is found in a Klicheres that has a Tzom Apostle, we look as if the Kodesh is in the actual Oyel together with the Meis. And that is why the Kodesh becomes Tamei. So again, the Mikdash David says we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. Tosfos understands that Ein Hektish Nitzav Tzom Apostle is based on the fact that as far as Kodesh is concerned, a Klicheres is even Mekabel Tumah from the outside part of the Klicheres. Rashi, on the other hand, argues on Tesis, and Rashi understands that Ein Hektish Nitzav Tzom Apostle is based on the fact that as far as Hektish is concerned, we consider the Hektish as if the Hektish itself is in the actual oil of the mace. Mikdash David says that according to Rashi, one can answer the following kasha. finds that Achrenim ask the following kasha. For example, the Chazanish and Oyeloisim and Yudalot of Katan Hay and the Dvar Avraham Mechilk Beisim and Zayin of Katan Yud. The Achrenim ask that even though the Gemara explains based on that that Ein Hetish needs of some apostle for that reason, they cannot bring the Yayim V'Shemen from Golol to Yehuda, but they have another Eitzah. They could have brought the Yayim V'Shemen in Kli Avonim. A Kli Evan is also Matzah with its own apostle. A Kli Evan is not Mekabel Tumah at all. So L'Chira, even though Ein Hektish Nitzal with some apostle in a Kli Cheres, L'Chira Hektish should be Nitzal in a Kli Evan with its own apostle. The Mikdash David says that according to Rashi, one can answer the Kasha very simply. Because again, based on that, the Rashi understands that Ein Hektish Nitzal with some apostle is because we see as if the Hektish is in the actual Eil HaMeis. For that reason, even if the Hektish would be in a Kli Evan that has its own apostle, still the Hektish will not be Nitzav its own apostle. Even though a Kli Evan is not Mekabal Tumma, but that in Hektish Nitzav its own apostle has nothing to do with the Tumma Sakli. It is only based on the fact that we see as if the Hektish itself is in the same Oyo as the Mace. That is how the Mikdash David answers the Achreinim's Kasha according to Rashi. Again, according to Tesis, the Achreinim's Kasha is still Shver. In the Bach, in the beginning of Hochas Chanukah, we find that the Bach explains that the reason why the Shemen Shve Pach was not Mekabal Tumah is because the Pach had a Tumah Apostle. The Nei Behuda and Erechayim Adur Tinyonasim and Kofam Zayin explains the Bach. The Bach is coming to answer, why wasn't the Shemen Shve Pach Mekabal Tumah Ba'il Ameis? For that reason, the Bach explains that the Pach had a Tumah Apostle. And therefore the Shemen Shve Pach was Nitzo, the Tzom Apostle. We find in Rebbe Kveger and Shabbos Tav Chafal from Abbeis, Rebbe Kveger asks the following Tamiya. Rebbe Kveger asks, how can the Bach say that the reason why the Shemen was not Nitzma Ba'il HaMeis is based on the fact that the Shemen was Nitzo, the Tzom Apostle, L'Chaya, Kodesh, is not Nitzo, the Tzom Apostle? That is the Kasha that Rebbe Kveger asks on the Bach. L'Chaya, one can answer Rebbe Kveger's Kasha by saying the following, that we learned that Ein Hektish Nitzav Batzom Apostle is only as far as something that already has Kedushas HaGuf. Only as far as something that already has Kedushas HaGuf do we say Ein Hektish Nitzav Batzom Apostle. And therefore, since the Shemen that was found in the Pach was not yet Niskadesh B'Kedushas HaGuf, therefore the Shemen Shebe Pach is Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. Only something that already has Kedusha is not Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. That is a chura, how one could have answered the Kasha of Rebbe Kveger. But if one looks at the Turi Evan and the Tesis Rid, one sees that the Turi Evan and Tesis Rid both prove that this halacha that we learned in our Gemara, that Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle, is not only referring to something that already has Kedusha Sagof, even as far as something that was not yet Niskadesh. Still we say, Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. Even if at the time that it was in the Oyo HaMeis, in the Keli with the Tzom Apostle, it was still Chulin, and now one wants to go Imaktish that, B'Kdush Sagof, we will still say, Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. As a Tisvisvit proves, from our Gemara, if the halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle is only referring to something that already has Kedusha, L'chaya, the people of Golo should still have been able to bring Yayin V'Shemen U'Nesachim through the Ritzua in a Kvicheres with its own apostle and just not be Maktish the Yayin V'Shemen U'Nesachim till they passed over that Ritzua. So from our Gemara, the Tosfos Rid proves that the halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle is referring to even something that did not yet have Kedusha. And therefore, even if they will be Maktish Yayin V'Shemen U'Nesachem after they pass through the Ritzua, still we would say Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. And as far as Hektish is concerned, we consider as if the Yayin V'Shemen is Tameh. So again, according to that the Achreinim proved from our Gemara, Rebbe Kveger's Kasha, is again Shver on the Bach. How can the Bach say that the Shemen Shve Pach was Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle? There is a halacha of Ein Hektish Nitzav B'Tzom Apostle. To answer this kash, we find in the Sefer Neis Hashem and Anaf Gimel that Rav Ram Ashur says, based on that we find in the Dvar of Ram, Chilk Beisim and Zayin, the Dvar of Ram says the following chiddush, that we say, Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle, does not mean that the Hektish actually becomes Tomei. Because we look as if the Hektish is actually in the Oil Ames. But rather that we say, Ein Hektish Nitzav Atzom Apostle means, that Rabbanan were Mechadish, a new psul. Based on the fact that the Hektish is Nimtza B'mokim Tomei, the Hektish becomes Pasol. Just like we find that Mechatas are not Nitzav Atzom Apostle Menatzira, based on the fact that there is a psul of Mechatas are found in a Mokim Tomei. So too, as far as Hektish is concerned, Rabbanan were Mechadish a psul if the Hektish is found in a Mokim Tomei. For that reason, one can say, based on that we find in Amnei Nezer, Echayim, Simen Tavkov base, that just like we find in the Gemara in Zvachim and Afmam Gimel, a base, that a Mizbeach has the ability to be Afkia Tuma, so too a Menorah has the ability to be Afkia Tuma as well. But as the Briskirov on Zvachim and Afmam Gimel, a base explains, that is only as far as a Psol Tuma. Actual Tuma, even a Mizbeach, cannot be Mafkia actual Tuma. Only a psul does a mizbeach have the ability to be mafkia. Based on that, one can explain the Bach very simply. And even though there is halacha that hektish is not nitzav atzom apostle, but again, the Dvar Avram says that hektish is not nitzav atzom apostle, that means to say the hektish becomes apostle, but there is no actual tumma on the hektish. For that reason, we say that a menorah is like a mizbeach, and a menorah has the ability to be mafkia that psul. On the other hand, had the Pach not had its Tumah Pasul, then the Shemen in the Pach would be Tomei B'Tumah Gemurah, wouldn't just be a Psul, it would be actual Tumah. And even a Mizbeach cannot be Mafkia actual Tumah. For that reason, the Bach explains that we are talking about that the Pach had its Tumah Pasul, and therefore the Shemen is only Pasul, and a Menorah has the ability to be Mafkia a Psul just like a Mizbeach. Now let's go on to the Gemara on Amabes. The Gemara brings down the following Mishnah. Chaver v'amaoret she'orishos havim amaoret. The chaver and an amaoret inherited from their father who was an amaoret. Yachal loyim away, the chaver can tell the amaoret. Tal ata chitim shemo kompleini v'ani chitim shemo kompleini. Tal ata yayin shemo kompleini v'ani yayin shemo kompleini. Aval lo yorim arloi tal ata lach v'ani yovish, tal ata chitim v'ani sa'irim. To explain that the chaver cannot tell the amaoret. Tol atalach mani yavish, tol atalchit mani sa'irim, we find the machlekes harishenim in Demai perak vav mishna tes. Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, and so too we find in the Rambam and perak yadav milchas maisar alach vav explain that the iser is based on that one is not allowed to give Demai to an amaret. And since these peiros they inherited from their father who was an amaret, these peiros are Demai. And for that reason, the chaver cannot tell the amaret, tol ata chitim ani sa'irim, tol ata lach ani yavish. The Rash and the Rav, on the other hand, argue on the Rambam. And they explain our Mishnah based on that there is an iser to be goyim tuma l'chulin sheberet Yisrael. One cannot cause chulin in Eretz Yisrael to become tameh. And for that reason, one cannot tell his brother, tol ata chitim ani sa'irim, tol ata lach ani yavish. Now to explain that we learned in the Reisha that Yachal Loi Moi Toa Tachitim Shalma Kompleini V'ani Chitim Shalma Kompleini, Rashi explains that we are talking about that he is telling his brother Toa Tachitim that are already Mokshar L'Kabal Tuma, and I will take Chitim that I know we're not yet Mokshar T'Makabal Tuma. That is how Rashi explains the din of the Reisha. According to Rashi, one has to know, how does Rashi explain that we learned in the Seifa that the chaver cannot tell his brother who is an amaretz toa talach vani yavish. We just learned in the Reisha that the chaver can tell the amaretz, take peiros that are mukhsharin, and I will take the peiros that are not mukhsharin. To explain our Gemara, according to Rash, we find in the Sefer Mabusha Yontif, Tinei Breira, Simon Aleph, Simon Vav, that explains Rashi, that Rashi understands lach vi yavish does not mean peiros mukhsharin, and yavish means peiros she'ina mukhsharin. But rather, Rashi explains lach vi yavish, that lach means yayin v'shemen. Yavish means tefuah. and we are talking about two completely different minim. And for that reason, the Chavar cannot tell that Ma'aretz Tola Talach Vani Yavish. But just because one is Mukhshir and one is not Mukhshir, that itself is not a reason that the Chavar cannot tell that Ma'aretz, you take the Perus HaMukhsharin and I will take the Perus HaMukhsharin. Since they are one min, we still say Yesh Breira, and therefore each one is getting what is coming to them. The Rav, on the other hand, explains Lach V'Yavish differently than Rashi. The Rav explains Lach V'Yavish means that one is Mukhshar and one is not Mukhshar. And the Rav understands that even though they are the same in, the fact that one is Mukhshar and one is not Mukhshar itself is enough of a reason that the Chaver cannot tell the Amaretz, you take the Peir Samukhsharin and I will take the Peir Sheinah Mukhsharin. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Now to explain that according to the Rav, one cannot tell his brother who is an Amaretz, you take the Peirus HaMukhsharin, and I will take the Peirus Sheinah Mukhsharin, Uchayra, one can explain the Rav in one of two ways. Either the Rav understands that even the difference between Mukhsharin and Einah Mukhsharin is itself enough to consider the Peirus HaMukhsharin and Peirus Sheinah Mukhsharin as two different minim, and therefore we cannot say Breira. And even though, as far as the Amaretz is concerned, there is no difference between Peirus HaMukhsharin and Peirus Sheinah Mukhsharin, but still, since as far as the Chaver, there is a difference between Peirus HaMukhsharin and Peirus Sheinah Mukhsharin, because Peirus HaMukhsharin, he has to treat as if they are Peirus HaTameyan, therefore, as far as the Chaver is concerned, we consider these Peirus as two different Minim, and therefore, we cannot say Breira. That is one way with which one can explain the sheets of the Rav. Another way with which one can explain the sheets of the Rav is based on that even though the Rav understands that they are one min, and therefore we are able to say Breira, still the Chaver cannot give the Amaretz Peirus HaMukhsharin. Based on that there is an Isser, Wigrim, Tumo, Uchu, and Sheberetz Yisrael, he's being Machshel, the Amaretz, with being Gurim, Tumo, Uchu, and Sheberetz Yisrael. And as far as if Ne'iver is concerned, Breira will not help you. And for that reason, the Rav says that even if we will say Breira, still one cannot give the Ma'aretz Peirus HaMukhsharin. Rashi, on the other hand, argues. Rashi, who understands that Peirus HaMukhsharin and Peirus Sheinah Mukhsharin are considered one min, therefore, based on Breira, Rashi says one does not have to worry about with Ne'iver. And so too we find the Machlokes HaRishonim between the Rambam, Rav, and Rash and Rosh in the Mishnah in Zmai Perek Vav Mishnah Yud Beis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.